How pure is my King James Bible? I have gotten a number of heartfelt letters from brothers and sisters in Christ, each saying someone has told them their King James is not as good as the, quote, pure Cambridge edition King James. Is this true? Should we all dump our King James Bibles and pick up the, quote, pure Cambridge edition, unquote, King James Bible? Are all our King James Bibles but that one actually impure? Let's find out. Hi, I'm David Daniels from Chickpa Publications. I've checked one site after another, and from what I can gather, the pure Cambridge edition King James Bible comes down to differences in, drum roll please, 12 verses. But those 12 could be very important, absolutely. So, let me break it down. 6 of those 12 verses, one half of all their big objections, are about whether spirit should be capitalized or not. Job 33:4, Ezekiel 11:24, Matthew 4:1, Mark 1:12, Acts 11:28, and 1 John 5:8. Capitalization, or uppercase, lowercase, was utilized after the invention of printing. They had two cases to hold the metal type for each letter and symbol. The uncial were kept in the upper case. The minuscules were kept in the lower case. That's it. You need to know this. The original Greek and Hebrew were only written in uncials, what we call uppercase. There were no minuscules yet, so making some letters different from others was something people invented centuries later after the Bible was already written. And different languages have completely different rules about which words start with uppercase and which words start with lowercase. Not even Mexico agrees with American English capitalization, and our countries border each other. High German capitalizes every single noun. So that's 6 of the 12. One half of the verses right there. Now, whether you capitalize spirit in Spirit of God or not, it's still God's Spirit. Number 7 is whether you say in Nahum 3:16, the canker worm spoileth and flieth away, or fleeth away. Since I haven't seen any canker worms flying like insects, I'm guessing that flying and flieth and fleeth both mean the same thing. Number 8 is whether you say Jesus went a little further or went a little farther in Matthew 26:39. Those mean the same thing. If anyone tells you they're not the same, ask him or her to show you the difference between going further and going farther, pretending to be Jesus for a minute, and send me a video. I've got to see this. Number 9 is the statement to Peter in Matthew 26:73, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee, versus thy speech betrayeth thee. If you're talking with a strong accent from Galilee, your speech bewrays you, reveals you. But it also betrays you because it doesn't let you get away with pretending not to know Jesus. Both are true. And the sense of betray is to make clear who you really are, which is the meaning of beret in my Bible Companion. Reveal, give away a secret, betray. So, we went over 9 of the 12, and I still don't see the problem. Now we come to the 3 remaining. Joshua 19:2, does it say, and they had in their inheritance Beersheba or Sheba? Or does it say Beersheba and Sheba? It's in a list of cities and villages. And in verse 16, it adds them up as 13 cities and their villages. If it says or, Sheba is another name for Beersheba, and the total is 13. If it says and, then at most we might think the and is explanatory. Still the same meaning in context. Two to go. Now we come to what I call the Oxford mistakes. It's not because Oxford made them. It's because Oxford kept them in their editions. And why? Probably because both of them are technically true either way. But only one of each is identical to the Hebrew underlying the English. Take a look at Jeremiah 34:16. But ye turned and polluted my name, and caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid, whom ye had set at liberty at their pleasure. Note the uses of ye, his, and their. But ye turned and polluted my name, and implied ye caused every man his servant, and every man his handmaid, whom ye had set at liberty. Ye is all of you, and his refers to every man his servant. All of you and every man are the same thing. So every man his servant means all the servants of every man, and that means his refers to the ye. His servant means every man's servant. We know it because the Hebrew, and most King James Bibles correctly say, whom ye had set at liberty. And that is exactly right. But when it says in the Oxford Bibles, he had set at liberty, that is also right because he still refers to every man. This is one of the few places in the Bible where he and ye refer to everyone. They both refer to the same thing. So far, ye copies the Hebrew, but he is not wrong. That's why Oxford Bibles have kept that error for 400 years. I'd change it if I were they, but it's still true. Got it? Now, there's one more of the 12 supposedly egregious errors to get you to dump your King James Bible for a pure Cambridge edition King James. Brace yourselves. In 2 Chronicles 33:19, it is talking about King Manasseh, his prayer also, and how God was entreated of him and all his sin and his trespass. Sin there is in the singular, but it's not like Manasseh only did one sin. It says all his sin. That's a group noun. It refers to all the sins he did as a group. The Oxford mistake reads, and all his sins. That means every one of them. But every one of them also means a group. All his sin and all his sins are really talking about the same thing. There, I'm done. That's all 12. Have you found a single reason to dump your King James Bible and trust another King James that is called the pure Cambridge edition? I haven't. If I understand Job and Revelation correctly, Satan has to go to God and get permission to harass Christians. I think the same must be true about the King James Bible, because no matter how hard Satan tries, he cannot change the meaning of the words, even with the cleverest of changes. No one is led doctrinally astray, even when the Bible printings in our modern editions have actual differences in spelling, capitalization, or even these two Oxford mistakes. So I use every King James Bible with one exception. I won't use the Pure Cambridge edition, if I can help it, because by its name, it claims to be pure, which implies that other King James Bibles are somehow impure. It is God who promised to preserve and purify his words through inspired writers. Psalm 12, verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in an earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. God will keep and preserve them. Psalm 119, 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And Jesus said, recorded three times, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So next time somebody says to you, you don't have the pure King James Bible, you can say, sure I do. I have the King James Bible, not the new King James 2, 3, Modern English, Restored Name, just the King James Bible. God's preserved words in English. It's the pure words of God. Now, any English Bible that's not the King James, that's another thing entirely. God bless you and have a wonderful day.